Hello everyone and welcome to this podcast. If you've been learning a few things from this podcast, make sure you hit the like button as well as follow, which keeps us motivated to bring to you the latest from the Indian stock markets, from the cryptocurrency world, as well as personal finance. In this episode, we'll be talking about the action in Tata Motors. Well, Tata Motors is buzzing on the internet since yesterday when it plummeted and hit a lower circuit of 10%. And why did this happen? Such a good company. But in fact, we talked about Tata Motors in our previous episode. I mean, last week, I think it was on Friday that we talked about Tata Motors. We had four stock selections that day, out of which one was Tata Motors. And we were very keen to take a point, take a buy in this. In fact, I did take a buy. I did buy the stock of Tata Motors from the perspective of a swing trade because it was taking a bounce from its EMA 21. But I'm afraid my stop loss has been hit yesterday itself when it plummeted and hit a lower circuit. So that's the reason why I always say you should always have a good risk reward ratio in place so that events like these don't wash away your capital. You're in the stock markets to earn money, but you're also there to protect your money, right? Hence stop losses play a huge role. And my stop loss, which was, I don't remember the exact levels, it was around 325 or something, somewhere there, that was hit yesterday. And later I came to know, after the stop loss was hit, what exactly happened, why did Tata Motor come so far? And then I checked the internet and then I saw that something drastic has happened in Tata Motor. So what happened exactly? Tata Motor share hit a 10% lower circuit because the company had concerns over chip shortage. Now, what are these chips? You know, our vehicles are nowadays made with the help of semiconductors and electronic chips, right? If that is the correct way to call it, I don't know. But there is a shortage of semiconductors and the suppliers for Jaguar Land Rover. That is the JLR division of Tata Motors. It's a subsidiary company of Tata Motors. It reportedly said that there will be a 50% lower production of vehicles in the coming couple of quarters. And by the end of September 2021, it will be coupled with a negative EBITDA margin. And that's the reason why the Tata Motors saw a heavy selling on the stock markets, right? This particular quarter itself, the demand for Tata Motors was going up. That has got a lot to do with the increased demand after the relaxations of the lockdown after the second wave. And this was doing really well for Tata Motors, for the Jaguar Land Rover subsidiary specifically. But then this report of shortage of electronic chips, shortage of semiconductors from their dealers who deal with all these electronic supplies to the Tata Motors subsidiary, that was affected. And hence, yesterday we saw a huge plummet, and that too, it happened very late in the day. It was at 1:30 p.m. onwards that this news came up, and the stock of Tata Motors plummeted down. It saw a lower circuit. It was hit on the lower circuit and it reached a low of 312. The day we recorded the episode, that was on Friday, that day the stock was around 340, somewhere around there, right? And I had already bought it a day earlier. So 340 to 312. That is a big fall. And today's action was interesting. Again, today it made a low of 307. So from 312, it made a low of 307 today. But the closing today is at 317. So we see a very long shadow in the downside today. And this is like a hammer formation today. The candlestick formation today on the daily charts is like a hammer, because there's a long shadow in the downside, and there's a good small amount of body in the upside, which makes it look like a hammer. That's why it's called as a hammer candlestick. And hammer candlesticks are a bullish sign, in fact, because there is a control of the buyers over the sellers today.
So the buyers have won the battle today. And the buyers were like, there was a huge bloodshed yesterday. But today they managed to take some control. And is this a good point to enter Tata Motors? That is a big question. Because we talked about it on Friday itself and we said that this is looking really good. The numbers were looking really good as well. The demand for Tata Motors and the sales were doing really well. But then this news comes and everything is shattered. I think... though this news has seen a big plummet in the stock price of Tata Motors, still I think, for a swing trade, it is looking lucrative now, even now. The price is below EMA 55. And we talked on Friday that EMA 21 has been the support, but the ultimate support has been EMA 55. That we have seen EMA 55 acting as a support in April and May. That is when the sideways movement was going on. Now it is well below EMA 55. It is very early to say that you can enter the stock right now, but keep a watch on this stock. I think it is looking good for a small swing trade of around 8 to 10%. So where it left, I think it will regain that point. I mean, where it left was around 345. So I think it will reach 340, 345 once again. But do you buy it at the current position? No. I will still maintain that stance even if tomorrow we see a plus 3 or plus 4% move. Even if that happens still, I think today, as on the current scenario, it is not that attractive on the charts to like make an entry right now. But maybe tomorrow or maybe in a couple of days or maybe even next week, we can enter Tata Motors because the earlier study... and this big fall, both of them, I think, have got a good combination within themselves so that we can enter this stock. Not for the long-term investment, definitely, because the company itself has said that the coming two quarters are not looking that good for the company. So maybe we can see some more circuits being hit in the future. So we never know. We are not interested for investing right now because that is a negative news which has come in. Trading does not work so much on negative news, but you need to keep a strict stop loss because if I did not... had I not placed a stop loss, well, minus 10, minus 12% would have been there in my portfolio in the case of Tata Motors itself. So I have a strict stop loss. That's why trading is all about keeping a good risk reward ratio, which has to be nearly 2:1, and having a good position sizing. We've talked about position sizing so many times. Refer the earlier episodes and you'll have an idea about that as well. So this is the update on Tata Motors and I hope this was valuable for you. In case if it was, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, comment, follow and show your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. So thank you for listening till the very, very end and I'll be seeing you again. Thank you.